At the main prison in Kigali, inmates who have been trialed in court wear orange outfits. Those still awaiting trial wear pink, but they are now a minority. In the immediate aftermath of the 1994 genocide, in which 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus were slaughtered in 100 days, there were 120,000 people accused of having taken part in the killings. In those first years, all those accused were to be brought before the national court system, remembers Belinda Anastasi, coordinator at the Ministry of Justice.
We calculated that with an average of
1,000 people on trial per year, it would take a century just to judge the 120,000 incarcerated.
To accelerate the process, a traditional community justice system was implemented in the early 2000s. The community elected judges to try suspects, but Anastasi says there were some initial difficulties.
On a eu les problèmes parce que il y avait les gens qui étaient élus et tels.
There were instances of witness intimidation and even murder as neighbors testified against each other. It wasn't easy.
Human Rights Watch and other groups were critical of the Gacaca Court's informality, lack of legal training for judges, and adequate defense for suspects. But the Rwandan government defending the system, saying this kind of community justice helped reconciliation. To aid that process, a 2008 law also reduced sentences for convicts who showed remorse and apologized for their crimes. Genocide Survivors Association Secretary Naftal Aisha Kiye says this was very important for the survivors.
As survivors, we benefited from Gacaca many things. One is the truth, because during Gacaca, we knew what was happening to us, to our family members.
The Gacaca court were closed in 2012. In 10 years of operations, the Rwandan government says the courts tried close to 2 million suspects, 65% of whom were convicted. To try the leaders of the genocide, the United Nations in 1994 set up the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, based in Arusha, Tanzania. The court has convicted 49 people of war crimes, crimes against humanity or genocide, including former Prime Minister Jean Kabanda, who received a sentence of life in prison. Survivors groups were not happy with all of the ITCR's decisions. Naftal Aisha Kiye says the acquittal of two generals ignored critical testimony.
As survivors, we have information. We know very well those people. Those people and their position during genocide. It's the reason why we say the ISTR ignored some facts.
Human Rights Watch has criticized the Arusha court for being unwilling to prosecute members of the RPF, Rwanda's ruling party. The ICTR is due to close down at the end of the year. Emidi Yab, for VOA News, Kigali.